This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Kate Delaney. You might be rocking around a Christmas tree. Hopefully, it's not falling down. I had a little incident with Guinness, the Wonder Dog. I'll tell you about that. But fun fact here at the top before we dive into what is the buzz in your backyard and mine. Brenda Lee sings that version of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree from 1964. Justin Bieber, the Beeb, did Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, a 2020 version. And I can tell you, it sounded a lot different. Even Meghan Trainor did one in 2021. She released it in October. So the lyrics to that and that melody tweaked a little by the younger rockers, I'll call them, but the song is catchy and people remember it, so it's one that sticks and it's one that gets downloaded constantly and is played constantly. All right, speaking of playing the hits or the blues constantly, we got to start off with the coronavirus because every single day there's something new. So remember when people were talking about, oh, one shot. I don't really want to do the vaccine thing, but I'm in a high risk category. So I'm going to go for J&J, baby. It's all about J&J. Now you have the CDC recommending Pfizer and Moderna vaxes over Johnson & Johnson. Why? Because of the blood clot issue. So there's been 9 deaths. Dozens of cases that have been confirmed with that vaccine. I can remember a really close friend of mine who was freaked about the vaccine, really didn't want to get it, was weighing the options, had a little bit of an underlying condition, and kept talking about, I'm going to wait for Johnson & Johnson, I'm going to wait for Johnson & Johnson. And then there started to be problems. There started to be problems that eked out, right? It was 7 women and 2 men that had the blood clot issue through September. 7 of the patients from 28 to 62, they had underlying medical problems like obesity, hypertension, diabetes. So there was that, but they got the one shot and it backfired on them, right? And the promise of one and done was what made it really, really popular. Really popular because one and done seems so much more appealing. So isn't it interesting now where we're at with that? Studies showing that Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine generates strong antibody and cellular immune responses and long-lasting immune memory and breadth of protection across variants. That's what Johnson & Johnson says. They released a statement because I'm sure they didn't like this, and they say they are confident in the overall positive benefit risk profile of their vaccine, and they say that it is an important choice for those who can't or won't return for multiple vaccinations or who would rather remain unvaccinated without an alternative. So I wonder now when you look at this, I mean, you have a lot of pediatrics peeps who are pretty high up in the profession who are saying, oh, yeah, we have grave concerns about this vaccine. I just cannot recommend a vaccine that is associated with a condition that may lead to death. The death shot, right? And there was an Ohio State professor, Pablo Sanchez, who said pretty much that very same thing, that I can't recommend this. I'm urging families, I'm urging families who are my patients, you stay away from this. You stay away from this. And remember, initially, the vaccine was stopped for 10 days in April when you had six women getting the blood clotting problem. The only known cases at the time of more than 7 million who got the vaccine in the U.S., one of the women died. Then the pause was lifted. And then you had more problems after that. So no matter what Johnson & Johnson says with whatever release, and when they look at the numbers of vaccines versus what happened and the conditions that have occurred among those that have gotten it, I'm going to say it's tanking. I just don't, you know, the one and done is done and done, because I think the glaring recommendations to forget that will keep people away. It is about the pill. It's about the pill that's being developed that the FDA is weighing, right? Like, they have to give their stamp of approval. I think the pill is more palatable for people who don't want to get vaccinated. For people who don't want to get vaccinated, I think that is absolutely the thing that would cause more people to want to be able to just be able to take a pill. Just take a pill. That's it. I mean, we know the numbers now. It's over 800,000 deaths in the U.S. We know that. We know the total U.S. COVID cases are at 50.6 million. I mean, this is overall when we look at it. We know what the seven-day average is. It's 124,000. By the way, all of this data from Johns Hopkins. And I could crush you with numbers. We know the numbers aren't great. We know the numbers aren't the worst that they've been. And we know the warning is that the Omicron outbreak is big. It's here. It's winter. It's coming. And it's worrying. I mean, you got professional sports teams who are hard-pressed to cancel anything, and they are canceling games. You have colleges that are sending students home from campus. Because now we're seeing these cases double every 2 days. But we go back to, this is not like the Delta variant. This is not, people are not dying from this yet. We haven't seen that. We just know that it's spreading at an astonishing speed. And that is a crush to a lot of healthcare systems. We talked about it at length the last show. Arizona, Michigan, there are a lot of places where they're really, really struggling. So the question becomes now where we are at, coming up on 2 years living with this pandemic and SOB, as I say, of a virus with its variants and tentacles that just keeps invading our lives, our livelihoods, and our friendships. Because people are furious with other people and they can't even talk about it. And there are massive chasms that have split families and communities up over vaxing and maxing out the mass. Right? Some people are just maxed out of it all. And I think there is serious burnout on the conversation. So we're doing an unofficial poll. Where are you on all of this? Please shoot me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and let me know. We've done it before in the very beginning of this. We got a great response, so let's see what happens this time around. So that's what we're buzzing about in our backyards. That's one of the things that we're talking about. The other thing that we're talking about is, oh, how about that overtime win for Kansas City on Thursday Night Football? Talk about a great brain break for me. I watched that whole second half of that game. And then Melania Trump and NFTs. What are NFTs? Do you even know? Find out on the flip side.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Tokens. Have you heard about them? The rage. Seriously, people are making some pretty big bucks off of them. So Melania Trump now has jumped into this. It is a crypto craze kind of deal. The former First Lady announced that she's selling an NFT titled Melania's Vision, her first public endeavor, of course, since leaving office. What, it's been over a year. The NFT is a digital art, and it's going to be sold on her newly launched platform, which will release them regularly and is actually powered by Parler. If you know anything about that, you'll know who Parler is, but you don't have to know. You just have to understand what an NFT is, and it's the craziest thing, and it really has taken off and is very, very big. So the NFT is a watercolor that includes an audio recording of Trump. That's what the press release says from her office. And it's this digital art will cost $150, and it's available to get between December 16th and December 31st. So what an NFT is, like I said, a non-fungible token. So to give you a little bit of a grasp of that a little better, it's these unique pieces of digital content, right, that are linked to blockchain. I used to talk a lot about blockchain when a couple corporations hired me to talk about blockchain, and I talked about the value of blockchain, what I saw as the value of it, and it's crazy how this has become such a big thing there. And the digital database, it's sort of, well, it is part of the cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, etc. NFTs have attracted the interest of, like, celebrities, well-known people like Melania Trump, musicians, big brands. So they have these digital images that have sold for tens of thousands of dollars. And what's surprising about this one is Melania Trump is kind of low-key, I would say. Think about during the White House and even before that. You know, she wasn't necessarily seeking the spotlight, and she hasn't been seen publicly very much, but the NFT thing is, I think, pretty intriguing, and I want to see how many of those NFTs will be sold, because it's a limited time, right? It's done on December 31st, and it's 150, so it's not, that means there's a lot, right? It's not over the top. It's not like one giant NFT, and you can have it, and you're the only person on the planet who has the NFT, because there are plenty of those that are being sold. So I'll be curious to watch this. It's interesting where digital is going. In fact, we're bringing back Technology Tuesday, which means not the whole show is about that, but we're going to have a segment that, and we already do a lot of this, but there's highlights. Okay, how to use this, and is this the stuff you want, or is this the stuff you don't want? What are the ins and outs of what's working and what's not working? And I know some of you are sitting out there saying, I don't want to hear about technology. I'm sick of technology. I don't like technology. It gets me tangled up. Somebody said that to me today. It gets me tangled up, and it screws up everything I'm doing. And I think technology is about patience. You just have to learn how to use it, and you have to decide, is this worth it, or is this just nonsense, and it doesn't work, and I don't need it. I don't need it in my life. All right, the other thing that I mentioned is, to me, it's a brain break when you talk about sports. I'm a content curator. I'm crazy about things that happen in our lives, politically speaking, lifestyle, business. You know, that's why I call it the buzz that's blasting us every day around the planet and here in the good old USA. So I like the thrill of the competition. I like sports, and I certainly have done sports in my career and have written books about it, and especially when it comes to football. So we had an overtime game on Thursday night, the Chiefs beating the Chargers 34-28, and boy, it didn't look like that, because not heading into this, but watching these two teams and how closely they were playing each other, and some of the missed opportunities for both teams was crazy. In the end, it really was the Chiefs outlasting the Chargers. It was a wild back and forth game, especially late in the fourth quarter. But Travis Kelce had an unreal game, and he had the winner, the walk-off winning touchdown. He had 191 yards off of 10 catches and two TDs in the whole thing. And the Chargers, with less than 3 minutes to go, had the lead, and they played well. They had a chance to take over in the AFC West, but it doesn't happen with the Chiefs' win, and the Chiefs reel off another win in a row. So, again, in overtime, 34-28. I know a lot of people listening to the show love the Chiefs. So, Pat Mahomes, I love this guy. 410 yards passing, 3 TDs, and a reminder to all of you that, yes, this Wednesday we will have Nail the Score, and maybe somebody will pick up the wonderful prizes that we have from the prize closet. What is Nail the Score? It happens on our Wednesday to Thursday show. Final segment of the first hour, you call in or shoot me an email then during that time period when I pick out the game of the week. And all you have to do is tell me, who do you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be? I picked the Chiefs tonight. I'm in a big football pool. It moved me up to fifth place, and there's hundreds of people in this pool, so I'm excited about that. But I was not thinking that this was going to happen in the end, because the Chargers really looked good in the back and forth. But, again, the Chiefs picked it up 34-28. So that would be an example. If you picked the Chiefs and you said it was going to be 34-28, it wouldn't matter the overtime or not. You would have cleared out the prize closet, and I put some really good things in it. So it's worth playing if you're up and kicking and you hear the familiar Nail the Score theme. You want to dive in on that action. It would have given you Christmas presents for free. You could have re-gifted them. Seriously, they're that good. You could have re-gifted them. Not kidding on that one. All right, so I have to say this again, because we've talked so much about the tornado. What's happened in Kansas? I mean, we can say only so much. Of course, our prayers and our thoughts and everything else that we could possibly wish and will to the people who are left still with that gaze in their eyes that, okay, I got to move forward, but I just can't believe this happened, and I've got to deal with this, and I got to figure out what I'm going to do. And the kindness of Americans, it just never ceases to amaze me, because people are doing everything they can to help the people, frankly, not just in Kansas, but in Illinois and other places where they were ravaged by the tornadoes. And you can do something by calling the American Red Cross, by texting them, not calling them, texting them 90999. Just $10, pony it up, and, you know, it adds up. There's a lot of us on this planet, and certainly here in the U.S., and it is adding up. Millions of dollars have been raised so that not only can these families bury their lost loved ones, but they can get a start, I mean, to rebuild, to do the things they have to do, because right now it's about shelter, food, water, all the very basic things, and trying to survive and figure out what the next moves are, because that's what happens when everything is ripped away from you. That's exactly what happens. And that is a scary thing to see and witness. I've witnessed families in that devastating spot, but nothing like we saw. I mean, nothing like that debris. I mean, absolutely nothing. Nothing. And, you know, look, in Des Moines, they had five tornadoes. They had five tornadoes just a day ago in Iowa. And it was crazy, just rare tornadoes. Iowa and Minnesota saw their first December tornadoes. High winds slammed Colorado, knocked out power. I have a bunch of friends that live there, and they said it was awful. And I looked at some of the video from Iowa and Colorado and even Minnesota, and it was nasty. Oh, you would not have wanted to be out in that stuff. 70 to 100 mile an hour winds, and roofs come off, cars turn over, trees fall down. Hundreds of people didn't have power. People were grounded because air travel was non-existent in some areas, especially in Denver. So from New Mexico to Michigan, you had 36 people who had, this is just the other day, who were under high wind warnings. And definitely in Colorado, they clocked gusts over 100 miles an hour. Wow. They call it derecho. The derecho devil to me. That's how fast the storm just moved, right? 55 reports of hurricane force wind gusts. The most in a single day on record since 2004. So Iowa, you know, Des Moines got blasted, Iowa did, Omaha did too, 74 miles an hour in both of those places. Heading to the mailbag, you had lots of thoughts about tornadoes and some other things as well. I'll meet you in the mailroom.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. An ACLU lawyer says the Department of Justice has ended settlement talks with illegal immigrant families separated at the U.S.-Mexico border and will instead litigate each claim separately. Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning about the continued spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant. Speaking to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation audience, Fauci saying the strain will soon become the dominant one in the United States. Regarding the Omicron coronavirus variant, Dr. Marty McCrary offers his advice as far as how we should handle it during the holiday season.
Well, I would tell people to feel good about your immune level of protection. We know that immune protection in people over 65 really needs a booster unless that people have had COVID in the past already. That essentially functions as a vaccine dose.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden has signed a measure raising the federal debt limit and averting a default crisis. The bill raises the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion into 2023. A man is dead and thousands are without power following powerful winds in the central United States. The driver of a tractor trailer was thrown from his truck in Iowa last night after wind blew the vehicle over on a highway. Other states, including Michigan, Wisconsin, Kansas, Minnesota, and Illinois, are still dealing with power outages today. The Storm Prediction Center saying yesterday saw the most wind gusts of 75 miles an hour since 2004. Forecasters putting that number at 55. AAA estimating over 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. Travel expected to be the busiest from December 23rd to January 2nd, despite the high gas prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, we're going to just dive right into it. Thanks for all of your emails. And trust me, I will respond. Every once in a while, I'll get an email. Did you read my email? I don't know if you did or not. And, of course, we get so many, it's impossible to do them in one segment. So I just try to go through them and kind of pick them out randomly to make it fair, to be honest. All right, so this one is from Tip. I like that nickname, Tip, who is listening to us in Tucson, of course, on 10:30 a.m. KVOI. And Tip says, "Hey, Katie Delaney, I was listening to what you were saying about the Arizona hospitals banner, especially, and I have a friend who works for Banner, and they are stretched, mama. They are so thin when it comes to beds. One of my buddies blew out his knee. He's like 31, and he's kind of limping around, and that's one of those elective-y kind of things. It has to be done, but it's considered elective, so he's got to wait because it was scheduled. Then it was pulled off because of what they're experiencing, especially in Phoenix. And it is scary because you think, and you said this, you think about if you need a hospital or not. I mean, if you feel like, knock on wood, you're super healthy, that's a good thing at any point in our lives, especially now. But, and you feel you're young and invincible, but when you got some pain, you got something hurt and you got to get it taken care of, then you get pushed aside because there's just no room and there's no elective surgeries that are scheduled, then it becomes a real bummer. So my buddy is going to be left off of our hoop team, and that's a shame for us because he is the king of the tray, and now he's just going to be the water boy until that gets taken care of. So I'm not happy. I was not all about the vaccines. I am now because it scares me when I see that too many people are getting hospitalized and then they don't come out. Keep doing what you do. All right, that was interesting. Yes, you did listen to what I was talking about the other day about Banner and not just Arizona, but so many other places where it's filling up and then what happens with the elective surgeries. I had a friend that was set to. It's funny you say that thing about hoops because I have a friend that was going to play tennis with me, was coming down to Texas from New York, and now she can't do that because she had a elective thing that was scheduled that got pushed. And yeah, there's no way. And that was because of the same deal. There wasn't any beds. There were too many cases, and the doctors were really, frankly, kind of overwhelmed and backed up. This is the world we live in, eh? Right? And then you hear the thing about the J&J shot that I talked about at the top of this. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe, who is listening to us in Kentucky, and he says, Kate, thanks for mentioning what's happening down here. It is undescribable because, yes, there are so many people that are helping. Yes, we are clearing debris, but you can only imagine in clearing the debris, it's like you have nothing. Then you have these chunks of land with nothing on it, and you had basically matchsticks and a few belongings where there used to be homes. And dealing with the mental fallout of that, I think, has been very, very significant for so many people that are affected by it living in Mayfield. I don't live in Mayfield, but I live just down the road, so to speak. And that candle factory was just terrible. And they've even filed a class action suit because I know you talked about the stories that were circulating that they were told they couldn't leave, or they could leave, but if they left, they were going to be fired. And that whole thing was disastrous. And it's too bad. It's rough for the people there and the people around it, too. But luckily, people all over the place are coming in, bringing in water, bringing in food, and there is definitely help. The troops have definitely rolled into town, if you know what I mean. So thank you for that, Joe. And yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that they decided that they were going to file a class action lawsuit because of what happened at this factory. You know this, one of the tornadoes ripped into the factory, killed 8 people. It was part of that weather system that slammed the Midwest and the South, 85 people dead. But you had about 100 people because, ooh, you got to meet the demand. It's almost Christmas time, 24/7 for that Christmas time candle that sells. But here comes the tornado, and the people, there are a couple of people that said that they were flat out told that they couldn't leave, and that that they stayed because they were afraid for their jobs. Now, the lawsuit is based on what would be in Kentucky the equivalent of the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration statute, basically, and they're seeking an unspecified amount for financial compensation. And so we'll see. The factory itself, they're being kind of mum about it, but there was even this factory worker, he's being quoted all over the place, Elijah Johnson, who said, he was flat out told that he would be fired if he left. And he said to the supervisor, you know, you're going to refuse to let us leave even if the weather is this bad and the tornado's not here yet. And he says the supervisor said if you want to decide to leave, if you want to leave, you can leave, but you're going to be terminated. You're going to be fired. Oof, whoever that supervisor is. I don't think that they're, well, the whole factory's basically in ruins. But there are others that are corroborating his account about the supervisor when they were asked about if they could leave or not, if they could sign out, if they could leave. It's going to be who heard the supervisor say that, and can anyone back up that he didn't say that? So, because, you know, they're pretty much, can you sign out and just leave? And the answer is they're saying no. On the night of the tornado, an interior wall fell on top of the of Eric Douglas. This guy is being quoted all over the place. Hit him in the head, threw him to the ground, and he was crushed with probably 15 feet of debris before he was rescued. So he's got whatever nerve damage or whatever it might be. But this is going to be a big one to follow to see. It's going to take a while for that to all go through. But while everybody's getting their water, their meals, their shelter kits, and their generators and all that stuff, there's going to be the other twist in this, and that is the candle factory and what happens with this lawsuit. Just threw that in there. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Cindy, who says, Kate, did you see the story about the Sex and the City actor who did a funny spot, and you even briefly mentioned it on your show, because he had a heart attack and he was off after the beginning of the premiere of the continuation of Sex and the City and just like that. And now did you hear that Peloton had to pull the commercial because the actor was accused of sexual misconduct? There were two women who came forward and said they were assaulted by him. And so Peloton immediately went to the pulling of the spot. It's just crazy, the upside-down world that we live in, isn't it? That it becomes a funny thing, it circulates all over the place, goes viral, and then people come forward and accuse him of that, and he's saying that didn't happen. You're talking about, well, first of all, so everybody knows, there was a long-running show on HBO, rather, called Sex and the City. 17 years later, they come back. Good for Sarah Jessica Parker. She gets $1 million an episode, and it's called And Just Like That. So that's what the show is. The actor is Chris Noth, and after the funny, satirical Peloton short little commercial thing came out, there were these two women that came forward, and they said, one said that she was sexually assaulted by him in 2004 in Los Angeles, and the other one said in 2015 it happened in New York, and he's saying that the accusations made against him that all those years ago, or whether they were 30 years ago or 30 days ago, that he never crossed a line, that no means no, that he never did that, that the encounters were consensual. And he said it's difficult not to question the timing of the stories coming out. I don't know why they're surfacing, but I know I didn't assault these women. So he released a statement. And that's all I know about that. He's not on the show, so he's not getting fired from HBO, but he does a show with Queen Latifah. I can't think of the name of it. It's on CBS, and he's part of that show, but nothing's happened there that I'm aware of, at least not yet. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Sam I Am. Kate, did you see the story about the McDonald's CEO who had a relationship with an employee and was fired because that's against the employee rules? And he was making a lot of money, so there's a little bit of clawback on this. He had a severance package of more than $100 million, and apparently he had to repay his severance package. How much of that money do you think was spent? You know what? Everybody's talking about the story business-wise. So the CEO was a guy named Steve Easterbrook, and he did get fired a couple of years ago because the board said he violated company policy by demonstrating poor judgment because of a relationship he was having with an employee. It was consensual, but it's against what their rules were. So they then filed a lawsuit against him for lying to the board about his relationship with employees. So he had gotten this big severance package, and now they're saying he has to give back $100 million. Woohoo! Good luck coming up with that.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So excited to catch up with Katie Larson. She's an Amazon spokesperson, and wow, I'm so jealous. She's in one of my favorite places. She's in Seattle, and she's at the Amazon four-star store right there in the middle of all these cool gifts. And, you know, we have a couple of weeks until Christmas, less than a couple of weeks, so a lot of people are doing that last-minute shopping. We're going to talk to her about that. First of all, Katie, what's it like where you are?
Good morning. You know, I feel like I'm in Santa's workshop right now. I am surrounded by every popular toy on everyone's list, from electronics to gaming consoles to cooking supplies to pet supplies. I'm sitting right in front of a wall of dog toys that I'm eyeing for my two little pups at home right now. But it truly does feel like the North Pole here, and everything is decorated and festive, and we are excited to help customers find those last-minute gift items for everyone on their list. I love finding the perfect gift for everyone in my family and all my friends, so super exciting to help other people do the same.
Yeah, so what are some of the most popular gifts this season?
So right now, electronics are super popular. We have some gaming consoles here, including the Nintendo Switch and the Facebook Oculus Quest 2. And then, of course, our Amazon devices. Our Echo Show 15 just launched last week. It's an awesome gift for families to help keep them organized. It's a smart display that you can keep in a kitchen or a family room, and it can bring up your calendar, your schedule. You can play music or videos on it. It's this sleek new flat design that would look so good in any room in the home. I know a couple of my family members keep those in the kitchen, and when they're cooking. They'll hold recipes up there. Sometimes they'll have cooking shows playing and follow along. We also just had our Halo View launch last week, too. Those are those sleek wristbands that are great if you have some new fitness goals for 2022. That would be a great gift for anyone who's out there exercising or wants to track their sleep or their steps. So those are just some of the electronics, but we have plenty more in store and online.
Yeah, I love that. I talking about the Halo, so interesting, and the tracking is big with everyone I know. Now, what's really important, and I know you have great information on this, is, you know, tick, 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 what are the delivery options here?
We will be making deliveries all the way through December 24th, so customers can rest assured they can get gifts under the tree. We encourage people to download the app. It's a great way to track your shipping notifications. And every time you put something in your cart on Amazon, you can see the exact day when it will be delivered. So definitely download the mobile app. Check out those dates as you're putting things in your cart. And don't delay. You want to get ahead of it now. And you can also come down to the store and just make purchases in person if you want. Visit Amazon.com/stores to find a store near you. And then we are also encouraging people to think about digital gifts. What are digital options that, you know, you can send someone a gift instantly? Things like a Prime membership, which gives you access to thousands of movies and TV shows and music, books, photo storage. That's a great gift to get someone that you can purchase instantly. Amazon gift cards. I never complain when someone gets me one of those. And Amazon Explore is also another great option. Those are our live stream virtual experiences. We have over 500 options across 21 geographic locations. You could buy someone a cooking class, and they can log in, sign up, and have a chef teach them how to cook a meal. You can sign up for up to groups of 7. So that's something, if you are miles apart from friends and family, and you still want to have an experience with them, you could gift a cooking class to the whole family or a group of friends, and everyone can log on and experience that together. So those that you can find by visiting Amazon.com/exploreholiday. And all of those experiences are 30% off right now.
Ooh, you just gave me a great idea. I see a cooking class in my future with some of my friends. Katie Larson, happy holidays, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, and happy holidays to you as well. And how lucky for your friends if they get to do a cooking class with you.
It will be fun. We're going to do it. I'm going there right now. I'm going to sign up. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, so anybody who's getting Christmas gifts, it may be what she said, you are getting those things that are digital gifts because you're running out of time. Now, with shipping delays and everything else, if you're trying to hurry up and ship a bunch of stuff, officially, you are going to pay serious coin. I mean, you are. Unless you get really lucky. And I have a great suggestion for you. You know what you do? If you're really stuck and you really want to get something to somebody, you find out what's in their town that's popular. It could be anything, even the florist. And you call them, and then you call them directly, and of course they can deliver it right there. And they may be overwhelmed too, but at least they'll get it to them. Versus if you know, the supply chain disruptions. They were talking back at the end of October that there's so many shortages that if you were going to start shopping for Christmas, I mean, it could have been a retail ploy, but you need that ugly sweater or you need to do whatever you're trying to do for hot ticket items, you better start shopping right now. And when you don't have to ship them, of course, who cares, right? If it's something you're just running to brick and mortar for, no problem. But if you do have to do where you have to ship something, it's probably the best is really digital, because who knows if it gets there or not. I mean, I would say like one more day, two more days, it would be okay, but still it would get there like Christmas Eve maybe, unless you get lucky, and it's just a flip of the coin. It's like when I get mail, someone will say, I mailed you something, did you get it? And it's almost like they threw it to me. Like it was like a pass. Here it is. You know those AirPods you want to? Here it is. Boom. And then other times, and you can see the stamp on it or when it arrives, you know, when they mailed it, it's like Pony Express. It's like, wait, 4 weeks for this? Why would that take 4 weeks? I don't get it, right? It's just the, it's the no guarantee deal. No guarantee. You hope, we hope it gets there, but there is no guarantee of that. A couple of quick hits from the day, and a big one, because so much conversation about Alec Baldwin and the gun and the shooting that happened on the set of Rust back at the end of October of the cinematographer Helena Hutchins, which then led to a lot of finger pointing. The armorers could be the armorer with the live round. How did it get in there? What about the assistant director? What happened with the assistant director? So now his mobile phone, Alec Baldwin's mobile phone, is part of the police search warrant for this whole investigation of what happened on that set. They released a search warrant on Thursday that called for seizure and search of the cellular phone belonging to Baldwin for this ongoing investigation. So they'll do a, what they call a forensic download of an iPhone that includes text messages, recent call lists, images, videos, calls, other information related to the movie production. They say there might be information on the phone relevant to the investigation because there were a lot of emails and text messages that were sent and received regarding the Rust production in the course of the police interviews. Remember, he was the one holding the revolver during the film rehearsal when it fired, killing Hutchins and wounding the director, Joel Souza, on the set, which was a well-known like set, really, that a lot of Westerns and whatnot are filmed at, Bonanza Creek Ranch. It's right near Santa Fe. And he did an interview where he said he did not point the gun and pull the trigger, that he never pulled the trigger. The hammer was back. He never pulled the trigger. So then there was conversation about, well, can guns go off? Could that have happened? I cocked the hammer and then it went off, and it was supposed to be dummy rounds since it was rehearsal, and he had to assume that it was an empty gun, right? And there are these emails between Baldwin and the armorer, who was not that experienced, but doesn't mean it's on her, but where she showed him different styles of guns, and they're saying that there was a request for a bigger gun, which ended up being this Colt revolver with the brown handle, right? I mean, it's going to take a while for them to go through this whole investigation and pull this whole thing apart. I can tell you one thing. I seriously doubt that Rust will ever see the light of day, that movie. I don't think they're going back in there finishing that one. It's just a tragic, tragic situation that happened. And I wonder if on some of these sets now that there will be more caution taken when it comes to rounds and guns, because it just seems so incredulous that that happened. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.